Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is a call from an inmate at the Indiana State Prison.
My name is Phil Chalmers, and I'm a serial killer profiler.
How many murders are you responsible for?
36.
47 to 52.
I found your sister's killer.
I want to see him face to face.
Listen to Where the Bodies Are Buried, a true crime podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Audio Up News Network. It is Friday, August 6th or 7th. What's today?
It is August 7th.
7th of August. My God. Liam Farrell's joining me, Zach Selwyn here, as we talk about the crazy fake news of the world and the real news and the fake news. How you doing, baby?
Hello. I'm doing all right. Bit of a slow news week.
Oh, man.
Psych.
Really slow. Yeah. I mean, we have more topics to discuss than ever. But
so many.
Let's start with this. Let's start with what our brothers in Canada have decided to do. Canadians are now allowing dying people to do psychedelic mushrooms. Like, they passed that. They're like, yeah, you're dying. You have cancer. Mushrooms. Here you go. Have fun.
Yeah. Brilliant. And I mean, apparently you can just get them from, you order them and they send it in the Canadian version of the U.S. Postal Service.
Oh, the Canadian Postal Service. They bring a Mountie. They bring a Mountie who brings it over to you.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. Yeah. And I guess the question is, like, I've had some bad trips in my life where I was like, I'm dying. Not on mushrooms necessarily, but on other psychedelic drugs. Imagine you're really dying now. Now you're going to a real dark place.
Yeah, your paranoid thoughts are completely justified because, yes, in fact, you're going to die, baby.
Are we missing a technicality here?
Yeah, I mean, technically, aren't we all dying?
Oh, yeah. Boom. Exactly. All right, let's move to Canada and get some shrooms.
Let's do it.
Mushrooms, I don't know what's going on in my world, men over 40, but it seems like a lot of my friends are like into microdosing mushrooms right now.
Yeah, apparently it gives you some like good like cognitive effects. It helps in the workplace if you're in a creative field, which I can understand. Not for me. I don't want a Starbucks like mushroom frappuccino.
Yeah.
Before I head into work.
Yeah, I mean, I've done almost every other thing you can do at a job. I've been high at work. I've been drunk at work. But I don't want to be shrooming at work. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
But all power to anyone out there who's doing it. Much love.
Much love.
Not sure if you listened to the Audio Up News this week, but Trump pronounced Yosemite Yosemite. That was amazing news. But he also claimed the 2020 election results may not be known for years. How is that possible?
Well, he was saying it in response to the state of Nevada is automatically sending absentee ballots to all active voters during COVID-19. And this, of course, is freaking out Trump because now a lot of people are able to vote. So they don't have to go wait in line. And
unbelievable. Yeah, more people are going to vote than ever because they don't have to go to the polling places, which, as we all know, is the worst part about voting.
Yes.
Dude, all right, let's just see what's going to happen here. Trump is going to lose, or at least he's going to lose a popular vote. It'll probably be closer than we think, but he's not leaving. He's going to claim it was fraudulent. Mm-hmm. And he will be serving another term. This is going to be a lot like the Hanging Chads of 2000.
Ooh, that was a scary time to be alive.
It was. I have a Chads newspaper everywhere from that time that says Al Gore wins. And it was like, oh, okay, that's our new president. And then 2 days later, they're like, oh, there's a bunch of ballots in Florida that weren't properly counted. And Bush goes, huh, I think I'm going to win. And that was it. So something like that's going to happen.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. It sounds more like not less of a prediction and more like a threat to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already sowing the seeds with everyone to say that this, whatever the results of the election, if they don't go in his favor, are going to be corrupted.
Yeah, this is kind of what you do in the entertainment world when you like really swear to God you're going to get a part on like a TV show and you don't get it. You say, oh, well, it's because they went younger. Or yeah. You know, no, I was too tall. They didn't want someone my height to play off of the 5'7" actress. I mean, I've said it all. I've come up with every dumb excuse. They went with, you know, person of color. They went with, and a lot of times that is true, but it's not necessarily meaning that I was the first choice. So Trump is going to have some sort of bullshit excuse like this. 100%.
You can't really do the, they wanted someone younger if Biden wins.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Now, he, even if when he loses, he's going to say he was wrongly kicked out of office. He deserves to be there. Yeah, I mean, 100%.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll see how they count the votes, too. It's there's he might be right. He might just stick around for 2 extra years claiming they never counted him right.
Oh, that's a scary thought.
But your boy Biden, I mean, that guy mentally is just
sometimes
checked out.
I might have to, first of all, check my privilege because I live in New York, so I'm able to do this. But I might have to go third party this time.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, but that always elects Trump. That'll elect the guy you don't want to win.
That's New York is going to go to Biden either way. So.
Yeah, California is going to go there too. So our votes don't count. Let's just let America know. Our votes will not count.
America, don't vote.
Thank you, everybody. That'd be a great campaign. Guys, you know what? Just fuck it. Don't vote this year. You're going to get jury duty now when you register to vote. It sucks.
Yeah.
Anyway, what doesn't suck is that they're bringing back Ren and Stimpy.
I saw that, and I don't know. Will it not suck? I was a big Ren and Stimpy fan growing up, and lately I've been going back. YouTube's great. You can go back and watch some of the shows that you watched as a kid, and some of them are awful. Mm. I was watching All That the other day.
Yes. Kel Mitchell, friend of the show, yeah.
LBD, Lori Beth Denberg.
Wow. So it's not as good, huh? Doesn't hold up.
Doesn't hold up. And I'm afraid, you know, Ren and Stimpy, what made it so great, it was on Nickelodeon. So they had to try to sneak in those like adult jokes.
Right.
And it forced them to be smarter about it. But now if it's just going to be on, I can't remember, but it's some adult network that where they can just.
I'm going to guess it's going to suck now that I've heard your version of it, because one, animation has gone as far as animation can go with Big Mouth and shows like that. And these reboots never really, they don't really go. They don't really stand, or it's just, animation is such a, unless it's The Simpsons or something, Family Guy, which are adult cartoons really, wrapped in children's fare.
Yeah.
This is, you know, when you're 12, your sense of humor is a little different.
Yeah, and they were groundbreaking. I mean, they would show like a piece of, like a muffin, but it would be all up close and there'd be like a pube next to it and like really gross out kind of.
All right, stuff, I laughed at that. Really back then, I laughed at that.
Back then.
Saved by the Bell was my favorite show growing up, one of them.
Oh, shit.
Have you ever watched the Instagram, or maybe it's a YouTube, maybe Complex did it or something? It's called Zach Morris Was an Asshole.
Yep.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
I mean, the guy was like, you know, like the girl who had like braces and acne asks him out, and he like does something to completely trick her into not going to the dance with her. I mean, the whole thing is just, the guy was just a scoundrel.
Scoundrel. And he ran through the whole squad too. I'm pretty sure he smashed with Kelly, Lisa Turtle,
and what's her name?
Jesse.
When she was on that meth bender.
Oh yeah. I'm so excited. We're going to have legal clear that.
Yeah.
That excerpt.
Yeah. Pointer Sisters are coming after us. New York City police went after party boat owners who had a party cruise with like 170 guests on board during this COVID time. I mean, first of all, party cruises are awful. It's like a 90s buffet style rack of ribs and a heat lamp roast beef, as you pointed out.
Yeah, that's like the ultimate like booze cruise buffet food.
Yeah, that's what they have. I mean, in college, we would rent these boats out of San Pedro and you go there to get wasted, you dance, you eat this crappy food, and you throw up over the side and go home.
Yeah.
So they should have figured out another thing to do, just arrest them. Like, there's got to be another way to punish these people. They've already punished themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say just leave them on the boat to eat that to eat that heat lamp roast beef with a side of like ridged carrots. You know what I'm talking about? Like a dry manicotti. That's all they get. No more booze. They drank all the booze the first time. So they just have to sit there and drink Hudson River water until the 2 weeks are up, and they can go back to their
miserable lives. Yeah, they should have quarantined them on the river. Genius. That's what they did to those big cruise ships that they wouldn't let dock.
Yeah.
Just let them sit out there and, you know, run your 14 days out, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a disco, maybe there's a DJ on there. You can have a little fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because, you know, even in the old days of, like, you know, the Spanish flu and way before that, whenever there was any sort of pandemic, boats were left in the water.
Yeah, fuck it.
You're not allowed to come to land if you have mm-hmm. all this shit. So, I don't know. There's no word, though, if anyone on that boat had coronavirus. It seems like it was just a bunch of people partying.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Actually, I looked a little farther into this, and I know the boat in question.
Really?
It's like a floating music venue, and they do a lot of hardcore shows and like punk shows.
Okay.
It's actually a pretty cool venue. But I'm really surprised that...
What's it called? What's the boat called?
Oh, I can't remember what it's called. I'll have to find it and send it to you. But yeah, it's wild.
Oh, man, I love it. Meanwhile, speaking of wild things to happen, what happened with this Twitter hacker and, like, the Zoom – someone bombed a Zoom. Tell me what happened here. This is – you brought this to my attention. I lost you. Wait, did I mute you somehow?
Oh.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
There you go.
Okay, weird. So there's this hacker, goes by the name of Greg Radcliffe,
okay.
And he would take control of prominent accounts and solicit Bitcoin to give them back. It was like Twitter blackmail.
Oh, okay, yes, I did read about this, okay.
Or extortion is the word. Basically, I think probably some of the boys from his squad, his hacker squad, known as Zoom Bombers, posed as CNN and BBC staff that were covering the hearing. And they started blasting hip-hop music and pornography.
During the hearing against Radcliffe.
Exactly. Yeah, you know how you can, like, take over the screen, like, share a screen if you're supposed to be doing, like, a presentation or something like that?
Yeah.
They did that, but it was Debbie Does Dallas.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Very impressive. So, wait, he was actually doing a hearing over Zoom. Is that what they're doing now?
Yeah, that's what they've been doing a lot of the hearings.
Interesting. See, like I had in May or June, I had postponed my jury duty for like 6 months. And I finally was like, you know, I've hit enough excuses. I have to go. And it was the middle of coronavirus. So I didn't go. I don't think they had the hearing. Am I out of it?
Actually, I don't think so. And I'm calling the police right now.
Yeah, shit. Put the phone down.
No, I don't know. I mean, I feel like, you know, with the timing of it, you have a valid excuse to not have gone.
Yeah, I think I'm good. The Zoom bomb is funny. Like, so I logged on to a Zoom earlier today for a meeting, but I logged on a little early, like I do sometimes. And another meeting was taking place, which was kind of weird. And it was like a mom group. And I got on and started singing George Michael because I'm completely obsessed with Wham right now.
Yes.
For some reason. Yeah. And the moms were all like, and then I just signed right off. So I Zoom bombed him with Careless Whisper.
It's a great song to Zoom bomb, too.
Not porn. Careless Whisper.
Yeah, that's
I'm never
wholesome... going
to dance again. Yeah. But I wish I had porn. If I knew how to do that, I probably would have done that.
We got to bring Wood back. We got to have Wood just bomb some.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
I haven't seen old Wood in a while. Trials. We had a whole thing going on with Wood for a while. We never really got through that, but that's okay.
That's all right. Mystery B.
Yeah. Now, what happened to Jake Paul?
That's what I'm trying to find
out. YouTube personality. All right, here's what I heard. He was doing some... First of all, he had that riot thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
He went to the riots in the Scottsdale Mall. I don't know if he looted anything, but he was definitely there protesting. But the other thing is he has like a video he put out, like an Instagram video or some social media video. And in the video, there was some sort of weaponry around, like guns or something that they saw, and they were like, and maybe there were more than like five people in a small space, so he's breaking the quarantine. But then the cops went after him and the FBI raided his house. What is he, David Koresh? What is happening?
I have a little theory on that, and I think it's, you know, the riot in the mall thing is just a front, but they're really going after him for some more sketchier, like darker things, because he's got that big ass house. Think mm-hmm. about his fan base,
mm-hmm.
which is just all like teens and tweens. And I hear he's been throwing parties at that house and not exactly checking IDs, if you know what I'm saying.
Got you. Yeah, so it is very interesting. I would say he's probably hiding something. I think he's probably going to get Me Too'd or something soon. Yeah. The guy's going down. Like the world just won't let a guy make $10, $15 million a year by sitting around on his cell phone recording videos and editing crappy YouTube videos. Everyone gets mad at it. They took down Logan Paul, although deservedly, for that shit he did in China. And now his brother's going down.
Well, he might lose his place as my second favorite Paul brother.
Who's number one?
Sean Paul.
Sure.
The dance hall.
Yeah, he's older than them, right? He's a year older.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm a Chris Paul guy.
Chris Paul, nice.
Yeah, he's their other brother.
Yeah, and their father is, of course, Rand Paul.
Of course,
the famous libertarian.
That's their guy right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So Jake Paul, you know, just go to jail already, dude.
Right.
Yeah. Just go get buggered in jail.
Get on with it.
Your wages are docked.
I can see him. You ever seen the movie Bronson with Tom Hardy?
No.
So he plays the UK's most violent, notorious prisoner. And okay. It's a true story about this dude who was a teenager and robbed a couple, like, robbed some jewelry.
Okay.
But then he just has, like, a blast in prison, and he starts getting jacked. And he
loves
likes
prison.
To, like, grease himself up, get naked, and then just challenge all of the prison guards. And he killed, like, a bunch of people. So what he was supposed to just be doing, like, a couple months, it ended up turning into a life sentence.
Oh, my God.
Really good movie.
There's another movie. There was a guy named, like, Kauba or something in New Zealand who was famous for biting ears off of other inmates. And he was, like, New Zealand's most violent criminal. I don't remember what it's called, but if it sounds a lot like that. But this guy was, like, you know, he would like, slice off two fingers just to go to the infirmary for a while, you know. That's kind of how Bronson's – yeah, of course. Steven Adams, you know who that is? He's a basketball player. He's from that descent, and he's got like the ridged forehead, and he's just this beast. He's like 7 foot tall. He's an absolute animal on the court. Great player. And you're like, wow, why aren't more people going to the bush, you know, and the backwoods of New Zealand and finding guys? Like, he was raised on, like, you know, a farm, only ate, you know, animals he killed with his hands, shit like that. Like,
wow.
I would take him in like a Bear Grylls kind of challenge any day.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Anyway, I can't figure out the guy's name. If anyone knows, call up.
Call in the show. We'd love to set up a prize fight between Bronson, who's probably like 78 now, and this guy.
And still in jail.
And we'll shoot content around it.
Yeah, so I'm in. Let's start writing that script. At least it's a scripted podcast. Just announced by Audio Up. Here we go, guys. Let's rock. Finally, tell me what happened with this Austrian tourist. Broke the statue.
Oh, yeah, this is embarrassing. So an Austrian tourist in Italy snapped the toes off a 19th century statue while posing for a photo.
So he's just standing there, puts his arm down, and spink.
Yeah, I mean, the article I read had the photo in question. He's like sitting on the statue, and he broke the toesies off.
Wow. That'd be pretty embarrassing. What'd they make him do? Did you have to like prepare it? Like, what happens there?
They got him. So that's the thing. First of all, I'm so relieved he wasn't American, because that's a very American thing to do.
Sure. Yeah. That's right out of America's playbook right there.
Yeah. So, this travel ban has some like positive side effects, but what they've been doing is everybody who enters the museum has to put their name and contact info for like contact tracing. So they knew exactly who the guy was.
Ah.
He tried to like scoot out of there, but they got him.
So he tried to skate. He's like, I'm out. They're never going to get me.
Nope. Damn. He is. Nope. But now they're just trying to figure out who's going to foot the bill.
Hey, hey, here we go, folks.
Oh.
Toe Talia, great joke.
Nuts, thanks.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. This is the kind of comedy you get.
This is what you get here at AUNN. In related news involving travel, I had like a Zoom reunion with a bunch of guys I went to Europe with in 1996. So this is 24 years ago. I was 21. I was like, I looked like I was in like Liam Gallagher's stunt double, like long hair, total just high all the time, drunk all the time. And I broke and vandalized and fucked up a lot of shit when I was there. I like was an evil bastard. I stole stuff. I broke glass to steal beer out of stores. Like I was a violent, like I should have been behind bars. When I got kicked out of a club in Spain, I took an entire table and knocked it over and got chased down an alley by four club owners.
Damn.
I was like, everyone was reminding me this. I was like, what kind of asshole was I? They're like, dude, you were a dick. You were a fucking dick.
Like a Guy Ritchie movie.
Dude, I was. I was like, yeah, fucking, what was the one with the Italian job, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was like a guy from Snatch. Anyway, I'm happy to be here and happy to have never been caught or done any real time, you know? I mean,
it's good. And now you're breaking the law by avoiding jury duty. So just a career.
Well, now that I've admitted that on the, you know, over the air, yeah. Come after me, L.A. County Courts.
Don't get it.
You know, it is interesting. For years, I just would ignore jury duty things. And I've always had an excuse if I could or could not go. And my friend did the same thing, but he just never went. He just took him, threw him out. Got pulled over about a year ago. Cop was like, hi, you realize you have a warranty out for missing jury duty, like when you were assigned to go? And he's like, what? So they keep track.
Yeah.
So be careful, America.
They'll get you.
They'll get you for that. They'll get Jake Paul for partying. But they'll just let people shoot each other in the streets in Brooklyn. So, America!
America, fuck yeah.
That's the song, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, anything else? What else is going on? Is that about it? I'm excited for the weekend to sit around my house and do nothing again. Sounds great.
Yeah, I'm excited as well. This is the first weekend in like a month that we haven't had anything to do. So, we're going to order some Seamless. I might make a Big Mac at home.
Do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I actually just, the song popped into my head. The song from the 90s, to all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions,
Sesame Street, yeah, exactly. Right?
So I went out and I just bought those things. And I made it. And the special sauce,
what's the sauce?
Spoiler alert, it's just Russian dressing.
Yeah, ketchup and mayo.
Yep.
Do they put relish in it?
Yeah. Yep.
I went to a barbecue right before COVID hit. My friend made his own little special sauce concoction. And I was like, I don't know. I'm kind of not really into eating that much. I had like six hamburgers with it on there.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Well, let us know how that goes. Liam, my name is Zach Sell, and this is the Audio Up News Network. And, you know, it's Friday. So have a good weekend. Come back Monday for a shorter episode. We'll be back Friday. Liam, anything to add out in Brooklyn?
Not really. Just everybody stay classy out there and watch out for cops. And what does Jerry Springer say? Be kind to each other.
Was that his line? I did a commercial with him once and he goes, he was very funny. I was like, hey, my mom says she thinks you're cute. And he goes, is your mom cute? And I go, well, not. I mean, she's single, but I don't know if she's your type. And he goes, tell her I may not be that cute, but I'm rich as fuck. I was like, all right, I'll tell her. Wish my mom would have married him. Yeah, he was cool. Anyway.
Hi there, my name's John Paul Kermy. I am a breathwork teacher. I'm really excited to be doing this new podcast with my good friend Feldy called Hang Ups.
That's right, I'm John Feldman. I'm in a band called Goldfinger. John Paul taught me breathwork. It changed my life. We're talking about solutions to problems today.
Listen to Hang Ups on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Jingle Jared. In my former occupation, I was the biggest jingle writer of all time. Now, I'm looking for a new job, speaking to every entrepreneur that I can find so I can find out what it's like to transition from one career to another. All of this expert advice has become the bedrock for a podcast I'm calling Occupational Therapy. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.